You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
would come in 100-pound bag.
Uh-huh. And it's kind of like my bag over there. It's loose woven stuff and it has a certain name for that kind of bag.
You have a certain loose?
Yeah, it's a cloth bag like, but uh-huh. It's only used for big, you know, big sacks of things.
Yes, but
what would you call that?
I would call that a larger bag.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a croaker bag?
Croaker bag.
Or how would you say that?
I would say if it was a croaker bag, I'd say croaker bag.
Uh-huh.
And if it was any other kind of bag, Chandler's bag, or maybe.
Okay.
That's what it is, I just call it name.
Uh-huh. Would you say a croaker bag or a croaker sack or what?
Croaker. I would say a croaker sack. Okay. Yes, I would say a croaker sack.
You think that would be better?
Yes.
More, see, what I wanted to know
that's
is what you would say every day.
That's
you know?
Right, man. That's right. Man.
What do you call a small musical instrument about like this that you hold up to your mouth and...
a mouth organ.
What about one that you hold to your mouth and you pick it like this?
A jusaw. I would call a jusaw.
What do you call the piece of playground equipment that's bounced in the middle and children play on it like this?
I call that a seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? It's a thing that turns round and round.
Yes, well, we used to call them supply engines.
What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or saws?
I would call that a whip rock.
Will you help me draw some different kinds of fences?
Ma'am?
I'll ask you the name of a kind of fence and just draw the picture of it if you could.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a perfect picture, just whatever you think resembles it a little.
I see.
And that whole piece of paper you can use both sides so you make it as big as you want. What kind of fences do you know of?
I mean, wire fence.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Ma'am?
What I want to know is all the different kinds of fences that you know about, and then I can...
I mean, rail fence.
Okay. What's a rail fence like?
What means it? Put it just like it was built.
Uh-huh. And also, while you're doing it, tell me about it so
yes,
I'll be able to understand it.
That's right. A rail fence going kind of in a zigzag correction. That's a rail fence. Rail fence. I put all of this for real.
Okay. Now just make a number two when you do the next fence.
Oh, so that's number one.
Okay.
Number
and you can use that whole piece of paper so you can leave plenty of room all around it.
Number two. Well, a wire fence, you can push it more zigzag and let's go plumb straight. Like
uh-huh. How do you make it?
Ma'am?
How do you make a wire fence?
I mean, how I put it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you know, well, according to how your area goes, you know, and then you can put it any way, much like that you want to run, any way you want to go like that. You go square,